You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are in the Book of Acts. We're in chapter 16. We have another power-packed, exciting sermon to look at here today. This will play for the next 4 days, a 40-minute sermon. We'll cut into four parts. Wonderful chapter here, chapter 16. We're going to see Paul and Silas in prison for casting a demon out of a woman. We're going to see a demon-possessed person leading and pointing people to Christ. How in the world could that happen? Why would it happen? Why would a demon ever show someone how to be saved? That's the kind of stuff we are in store for this week. Here's part one now of this message here from Acts chapter 16. Again, for more on this ministry, you can go to WGODradio.com. There's some 10 years worth of podcasts uploaded on there. If you click on the link that says prior broadcasts, Facebook, you can follow along with us there too, WGOD Radio. And here is part one now of this message, Acts chapter 16.
Hopefully you've got room on the bulletin to write whatever it is that the Holy Spirit's going to speak to you today, because that's what He does in His house. He speaks to His people. We're moving on to the 16th chapter of Acts today. Someone said when they came in the door today, I hope you got a good word here today because we're ready. I'm ready too. We're ready to go. We got exciting stuff here today. I mean, what do we got today? We've got Paul and Silas in jail. We've got demons leading people to Christ. We've got bad things happening to good people, which happens all the time in the Bible. Bad things happen to good people. In jail for preaching Christ. You would say, but that's not fair. Right. As someone over 80 laughs at that because they've been around long enough to know that's what happens. But God is good. Now let's see where we end up today, shall we? Now Paul is traveling on his, I had first, but I crossed off first and put second. Second missionary journey. When he returned to Jerusalem with the Jerusalem Council, he went back out, thus starting, I believe, his second missionary journey. If you look on the back of your Bibles, if you have a good Bible, in the maps, there are maps dedicated to Paul's four missionary journeys that he took. He's going to get into an argument with Barnabas over John. And, well, let's read the verse there before we move on to chapter 16. Let's go to 15, verse 35. It says, now Paul and Barnabas also remained in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also. Then after some days, Paul said to Barnabas, let us now go back and visit our brethren in every city where we've preached the word of the Lord, and let's see how they're doing. Now, Barnabas was determined to take with them John, called Mark. But Paul insisted that they should not take with them the one who had departed from them in Pamphylia and had not gone with them to the work. Then the contention became so sharp that they parted from one another. They parted company over this. So Barnabas took Mark, and he sailed to Cyprus. But Paul took Silas and departed, being commended by the brethren to the grace of God. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches. You know, this kind of thing can happen even to the apostles, even to Peter and Paul. They might fight or argue or have such a disagreement that they end up parting company. And if it can happen to them, it can happen to you as well. The key thing is not to become bitter. Question: how many thousands of people have you met who were overtaken by bitterness? It's not even hundreds. Bitterness is a poison. It's a poison to your soul. It's like drinking poison and waiting for your enemy to kill over and die, while the bitterness is consuming you like gangrene. It's eating you alive. The solution? Leave it right here this morning. Leave it right here. It's happened to all of us. Bitterness over something. Someone's done you wrong in your life. Someone has hurt you in your life. So bad you just can't get over it. Maybe you can't sleep at night. I encourage you, leave it here this morning, because what you've done to God is worse than what Aunt Jenny did to you or Uncle Bob. It's worse. Leave it here this morning. Matthew 66:23, Jesus said, therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, that is the offering plate here in this church, forgive me, I'll paraphrase, the apostles did, I will too. If you bring in your gift to Ireland, and there you remember your brother's got something against you, leave your gift and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. I mean, after all that God has done for you, are you going to be that petty? Don't even put a gift in the offering plate. Don't waste your time, friend, because God's not going to honor it until you make things right. We discovered last week God has amnesia with your sins. How about you doing likewise? You know, I found a great way to forget. You know what it is? Treat the sin like a chore that your wife gave you to do. And you'll forget it. Every time. Honey, did you do this? No, I forgot. Did you do that? No, I really forgot. So just treat it like that and you'll forget all about it. Am I right? 100% not. That's right. Women and men alike. Again. All right, that's the end of chapter 15. Paul and Barnabas part company. Happens to the best of us. Happens to everyone. Now, from this point on, you'll read in all your New Testament letters, Paul and Silas and Timothy to the church at, because he's parted with Barnabas, and now he's taking Silas, and now we're about to meet Timothy here coming up in a minute. Chapter 16, now he came to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timothy, the son of a certain Jewish woman who believed, but his father was Greek. He was well spoken of by the brethren who were at Lystra and Iconium. Paul wanted to have him go on with him, and he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in that region. For they all knew that his father was Greek. All right, why did he do this? Well, not to please God, but so that the Jews would even listen to the kid. It's bad enough he was young. Paul would write to him later, Let no one despise your youth. He would not be accepted by the Jews. He didn't do this in order to be right with God. He had this done so that people would listen to him. For instance, if God wants to save a bunch of cowboys, he's not going to send a city slicker like me in there. He's going to send a good old country boy like that, because he can relate to a lot more cowboys than I can. Verse 4. Now, as they went through the cities, they delivered to them the decrees to keep, which were determined by the apostles and the elders at Jerusalem. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in number daily. All right, so here we're introduced to Timothy, son of a Jewish woman and a Greek father. Verse 6, now when they had gone through Phrygia in the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. And after they had come to Mysia, they tried to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. So passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. Now after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them. Imagine that, though. The Holy Spirit forbidding them from preaching in Asia. I used to always think back when I was a young Christian that Asia meant Asia, like our Asia today. I mean, if the Holy Spirit forbids the apostles from preaching there, and now you've got 1.5 billion atheists in Asia. Let me cut to the chase. Does God actually not want a certain people to be saved? Answer, no. 2 Peter 3:9, God, the Lord, is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but he's long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. Now, Asia in the Bible means Asia Minor. It's different. Cities like Ephesus, Colossae, Laodicea, Philadelphia. Hey, do those towns sound familiar to you? Revelation chapter 1, verse 4. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia. He's not talking Chinamen. This is modern Turkey is what he's talking about. Even though you have a 100 million man army on the other side of the Euphrates River, that's all ready to start the tribulation. But that's a whole nother thing.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.